Hello and welcome to the Euro 2024 Pless Podcast, Episode 2. I'm Ian Plested. This episode will be mainly covering the England versus Serbia match on Sunday evening. Bit different than the last episode. It's going to be mainly involving the game before the match, at halftime, and after the match. Here is me before the match. England versus Serbia. The team's been announced. It's the team that everyone predicted. So I got it wrong. So that's a bit of a surprise. So he's gone with it. He's gone with the team. We'll see if Saka is ready. I know he's been a bit injured. So certainly an interesting one. It's been a cracking day of football. We had Poland scoring early against Netherlands. But Netherlands winning through 2-1 with Weghorst coming on to score. And Denmark, who looked very impressive in the first half, drawing 1-1 with Slovenia. And Slovenia looked very good in the second half. Sesko looks an outstanding player from Red Bull Leipzig, scored a lot of goals in qualifying, so he looks outstanding. We're at the pub, so it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen. There'll be updates throughout the match. Maybe I'll have a guest. We'll see what happens. Exciting times. I think England are on the verge of what possibly might be something quite special. I think we've got a very good team. I think today, hopefully, we'll set it off. It's half time here at the Anchor and Horseshoes. England are winning 1-0. It's a great goal by Bellingham, great header, but then England dropped off a bit, so we had a chance at the end of the half, but England were pretty much in control. Lots to look forward to in the second half, I think. I think England will be back with possession in the second half and hopefully a little bit more creativity, but it has been a good start for England. You kind of felt that Serbia went into the match not wanting to concede at the start. You could see that they could counter-attack, but England really were in command, and it was a little worrying that they were not in control really in that last 10 minutes. Control's a harsh thing to say. I think it's more that they allow Serbia to get more back into the game. But 1-0 at half time, I think, is an excellent situation for England so far in the match. But we'll see what Serbia do. I mean, they're going to have chances, Serbia. But I think England are going to create quite a few in the second half. Let's see what happens. So it's after the game. England have won 1-0. It was a bit shaky in the second half. I'm not sure really what was going on in certain places. Were England safe? I think they were in the end. It was a good substitutions by Gareth, actually. I think Jared Bowen was very important to come on. Conor Gallagher did really well as well. Does ask questions about, I'm not saying that people play badly, but Foden and Saka did look like they assisted Kane very well. And Bowen, when he came on, gave that assist to Kane, who that amazing save and came off the crossbar. We do need to create a bit more. And I will say that Trent, I don't think really suits midfield, does he? But he doesn't suit defence, does he? So I think the ideal position for him is like a wing back, but no one really plays that anymore. We know how good Trent can be, and is he going to be a super sub or something, or is he going to be in a position where we need him to be crossing balls in a better position, but then does that leave a gap at the back? I think Declan Rice played really well. I think we defended quite well. I think people said that that's a worry, but they all defended as a unit, I felt. And you look at Kane clearing it. I know Pickford probably would have had it, but yeah, I think the team really playing for each other, really. So it's been a difficult match.
I'm now back at home after seeing the 1-0 win from the Anchor and Horseshoes. I just want to say thank you to Hugh James for driving tonight. Very kind to do that. It was enjoyable to watch him in the pub, actually. I'm now back at home. I'm with Veronica Plested, who I think some of you may know. Any kind of comments about the win, apart from that it's 3 points?
Well, I'm just glad it's all over, really. I don't think I could have sat through much longer.
It was a more nerve-wracking than probably expected, I think.
Oh, yes, I think so. But we did win. We got 3 points. We didn't concede a goal. We should be pleased.
I hear you said you were a bit hoarse. Were you shouting at the TV a bit?
Only a little bit, when they kept passing back to poor Pickford, who had to hoof it up again.
Kane nearly scored.
He should have scored. That was a very good save by their goalie. But then Pickford saved for us too, so... You know.
We were just saying that, do we think England underperformed, or do we think that Serbia may have actually been a bit better than we thought?
Yeah, I think you could be right. Serbia, you know, they are very tall people. And I think we did very well, really. I'm trying to convince myself, I think.
3 points is 3 points.
It is 3 points. And we've often lost the first match before, as they kept telling us. So we should be pleased.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So it's nearly midnight after all the craziness of the evening with England in a game that they got the 3 points, and that's all that matters. And we go on to Thursday for the Denmark game.
So after England on Sunday evening, we then go to Monday, which we have another three games. 2 o'clock, we have Romania versus Ukraine, then followed by Belgium versus Slovakia. Be interesting to see Belgium. And then we have Austria versus France at 8 o'clock, and that's on Monday evening. Be interesting to see France. Be interesting to see Austria. They qualified very well for the tournament. Belgium are always a threat. Be interesting to see how Slovakia play. And Romania, Ukraine, doesn't sound amazing, but you never know with these unknown teams of how well they've done. Ukraine, obviously with Ukraine playing for their country, with everything that's going on with them, and Romania qualifying for a tournament for the first time in quite a long time. So lots to look forward to on Monday. Thanks for listening, as always. Thanks to my special guest, Veronica Plastid. As I said before, thanks to Hugh James for his company for this evening's match. The podcast, as I said for the previous one, is available on my website. If you go to djplast.com, there's a subheading now of Euro 2024, where you'll find everything related to the tournament with the documents that I've set up and also any previous podcasts. Thanks very much for listening. We'll have another one, I'm sure, later in the week. But keep a lookout for everything on Facebook or on the website. And thanks again for all the lovely comments from people. And we'll catch you soon. Thanks again. I've been Ian Plastid on the Euro 2024 Ples Podcast.